Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm going to just spend a little short moment here talking about something that everybody can really get a hold of here, even if you people that don't believe in God believe in what I'm going to talk about today. Is that all right?
Amen.
So if you would stand, we're going to look at God's Word, Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 9. I tell you, I want you to get this. This will help you. This will help you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't got it, say hold up. All right, I don't hear no hold ups. So it says, be not deceived.
Yeah.
Boy, that's good right there. I mean, it tells you right there at the beginning. It says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I like to entitle this sermon, The Laws of the Harvest. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again just thanking you for this opportunity, this privilege to come before your people. Lord God, I know no doubt you have a word for them today. And I pray, Lord, that you prepare their hearts to receive your word. Lord God, and right now I ask that I may decrease and you increase, that you may get the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The laws of the harvest. The laws of the harvest. First, it starts and tells us, it says, be not deceived. Whatever, the first law of the harvest is, we reap if we sow. Can everybody say amen about that?
Amen.
We reap if we sow. So if you expect to get something out, you must put something in.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
So in order for us to get something, we have to put something in. You know, Paul put it this way. He said, I have watered. Paul said, I have planted and Apollos have watered. But guess what? God gives the increase.
Amen.
You know, it's just like if we're studying, if we need to take a test coming up on Monday, if we never study or put time in to study for that test, do you think we're going to get a good grade? I don't think we're going to get a good grade, are we? Because you must put some quality time in to it to get a quality grade at the end.
Amen.
You know, if we look at our lives today, we are where we are due to what we did yesterday.
Amen.
You can't blame anybody where you are today, but if you look at the seeds that you've planted in your life, where you are today led up to where you are now.
Amen.
Think about it. Think about it. Every decision you make. In Sunday school, they were talking about good choices. Well, a good choice would be here to get to Sunday school. That would be a good choice to get in here because it teaches you to make good choices. Sad thing today, folks, many Christians are not in God's Word. But yet, they want God to bless them. How is God going to bless you if you have not spent time with Him to figure out what He wants you to do? You must spend time in God's Word.
Amen.
It says, why do people want to reap where they have not sown? Our economy, our society today always wants something for free and don't want to work for it. They want to reap the harvest, but they don't want to sow. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't what? You don't eat. If you don't work, you don't eat. Here's another one. If you try to, let's say, for example, go to the bank and you go down there and say, hey, I want to get some money out, and you ain't putting no money in, what do you think is going to happen? We'll see you in 20 years. That's basically what's going to happen. You're going to put you in jail.
All right.
So you reap if you sow.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.